Sorry about that, David. I doubled with you, but I see you in there, inward JFX. No, I have never played with the clear note. Well, I take that back. I don't like the clear note. Yeah, Jerry and his clear notes. No, I, it is what it is. A lot of guys that actually come on this network, they find out things about the clear notes that they'll go, oh, I didn't know that was going on. Oh, I didn't know that was going on anyway. But it is what it is. I kind of got around all this rigmarole with the clear notes. But anyway, it really depends on their crappy radio that they put in the clear notes. That's bottom line. It's some sort of Chinese product that probably has a problem with the Motorola radio. It's probably muting. It's probably not deciphering the tone, the TL tone, correctly. And that's the biggest problem about these radios nowadays. It's not just clear note. It's sherry notes. You know, it really depends on the radio or device they put in the radio, and it's probably not just deciphering the CTCSS properly. And Motorola is very picky on CTCSS. You might want to try DPL. DPL works pretty well with Motorola, since they were the prime developer of DPL, digital PL tone. So, anyway, those are my thoughts. But, yeah, I've had a few people out here with clear notes. And like Landon, AI7HE, he used to have ClearNode, and he swapped out from a ClearNode to a mega hotspot, 110-watt mobile that I built for him, and Raspberry Pi, and then it's full-blown all-star with a DMK Yuri card. And then he also bought a D-Star radio. He loves D-Star, so and that's where I find him on his D-Star mostly. Anyway, back to I'll send it over to David. Because you did pop in there. N1JXX, KE50 retired.